Brian Baldinger from NFL Network to join us in just a moment. As NFL Network, by the way, you can see Brian on Path to the Draft, which airs Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on NFL Network, leading up to the 2014 NFL Draft. Very comprehensive coverage there. We got Brian Baldinger with us, analyst from NFL Network. Brian, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. Nice to be with you. Thanks.
Yeah, we're getting excited not only for the NFL draft, but before we get to that and all the coverage you're going to have on NFL Network, you take a look at the Dolphins' offseason so far, very busy in free agency. What do you think of the imprint that Dennis Hickey has made up to this point as the new general manager?
Well, they finally got the left tackle that they should have gotten last year, you know, in Brandon Albert. But I think, you know, re-signing Brent Grimes and Randy Starks is really important. We'll see if Courtland Finnegan, you know, can regain his form. I think I've always think of Courtland as kind of a nickel defender more than a guy that defends on the outside. And believe it or not, they signed this kid, Shelly Smith. He's a guard. He was in St. Louis and was drafted originally with Houston. But there was a period of time in St. Louis where, maybe 2 years ago, where he was about as good a run blocker at that position as there was at left guard in the league. I mean, he could come off the ball and he could roll his hips. I mean, he's a guy that just can't kind of keep your eye on, you know, as they try to rebuild this offensive line.
Yeah, and so do you project him? That I mean, I know that Dennis Hickey has described him as an ascending player, somebody that we're still going to see the best from in the future. Is that the way you look at him too? You think he's going to come in and start right away?
Well, he's kind of undersized, you know, so that's kind of the knock on him. But you know, I mean, they picked him up off the street in St. Louis, and they plugged him in. And that's when, you know, 2 years ago they had the best record in the NFC West, and they were really running the football. You know, then you know, that Steven Jackson and Richardson, they had some guys, and really he was a guy that really caught my eye. I mean, I watched him for a good 6 or 8 games, and he really showed a lot. He's young, and so I wouldn't disagree with what Dennis says about him. I think he is an ascending player, and I think he's going to be given a good opportunity to win the left guard spot.
Well, Brian, that's one position, obviously, the Miami Dolphins need to improve on as we look at 2014. You mentioned Brandon Albert. You mentioned Shelly Smith. Also, Jason Fox, one of the guys coming over from Detroit in free agency that will compete on the right side of the offensive line. My question to you is, at number 19 in the draft, that's only 3 weeks away, do you still see Miami desperately needing to go out and get one of those young guys that are available, either Zach Martin from Notre Dame or a Morgan Moses or someone of that ilk to play the right side or compete to plug in to play in September?
Or Cyrus Kwanjo?
Yes.
I think they need a young, aggressive tackle. They've been trying to find it for a long time. And I think Brandon Albert is a very athletic. I think he really locks down the left tackle spot. I think people will be surprised at how talented he is. But I think they really need a guy that could come in and really nail down the right side of that offensive line and tackle more than guard. Zach Martin is certainly capable. Cyrus Kwanjo, I love the kid. I know he didn't test well. I know there's questions about his knee. I can't answer those things. I just know when you put the tape on, that guy is an earth mover. And he's been well coached, and I see him playing hard. He was left tackle at Alabama, but I mean, I just think they need a stud at right tackle right now to really, you know, just, I mean, I give Ryan Tannehill a ton of credit because everybody knows how much he's been hit, but yet, I don't see him flinch. I don't see him leaving the pocket early. I see him being just Texas tough. But at some point, you got to protect the guy better than they have.
You know, Brian, we in the business, we all get hung up on the first round, who you're going to take. That's going to be the guy that's going to change the franchise. But truth be told, draft classes are made by those diamonds in the roughs, the guys that go in the third, fourth, guys that go undrafted, such as yourself. Just talk to us a little bit about like your mentality going into training camp with the Dallas Cowboys back in the day, undrafted and just moving up the charts, and how GMs really make their name by finding that diamond in the rough.
Well, you're right. You know, and you know, I mean, I think the further down you go in the draft, or the more you're snubbed, or if you're a free agent, I mean, that mentality never changes. You're never going to reach the pay scale as a top-tier guys, but, I mean, that carrot always dangles. Let's go beat out this number one pick. I mean, that was always my thing. You know, let's go, you know, I beat out an all-pro left guard in Dallas, and I saw the, you know, the picks coming every year, and you'd sit there in the locker room in April, and you'd size these, you know, the next crop of rookies coming through there, and, you know, you just put a target on their back, and you're like, I'm going after this guy. There's no way this dude's beat me out. I mean, you just get super competitive about it, and That's why you find free agents. That's why, you know, a guy like Brent Grimes has become the guy that he's become, because I know the guy's got great vertical hops, but I mean, you know, when you come out of Shippensburg State and you're 5'8" and you're like, nobody's going to give you a chance, well, he's beat out a lot of number one picks over the last 6 years in this league, and he's made a lot of money, and he's earned it, and he's deserved it. And so, but that mentality, even when he gets paid, it never leaves him. He's still as competitive today as he was coming out of Shippensburg.
Brian Baldinger, analyst from NFL Network, joining us here on the Finsiders. And by the way, you can see Brian on Path to the Draft, which airs Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on NFL Network, leading up to the 2014 NFL Draft. Brian, I wanted to talk to you. I know you're very familiar with the Eagles and Chip Kelly, what they're doing there. And Bill Lazor is the new offensive coordinator down here in Miami. What do you think he's going to bring to Miami to change things up from the offensive side of the ball?
Well, I think you're going to be really surprised by Bill. I mean, literally, just like his name implies, I mean, he's razor sharp. I mean, just laser focus. He's hard on his quarterbacks now. I mean, he beats them up in the meeting room and out of practice, and you can hear him. I mean, he's not soft on these guys now, and Tannehill's going to get coached. But I also think he's going to bring a lot of what Chip Kelly did. I think you could see up-tempo. I think you could see, you know, a condensing of the playbook. I think you're going to see, you know, at times a wide-open attack, spread the field to run the ball. I mean, I think he's going to bring an awful lot. I think he has his own ideas, but you can't help, even if it's 1 year with Chip Kelly, I don't care who you are, you can't help but be influenced by what that guy does and how he coaches. And I think it's going to be a real breath of fresh air, not to use a silly cliche, but I think it's going to be like almost mind-opening to any Dolphin fan and to the league and to the AFC East of what I think this guy can bring to the table.
Brian, I want to ask you something along those lines in terms of there's not that many Shady McCoys that are walking around the earth, and Philadelphia is lucky to have one to fit that offense that Chip Kelly has. But do you see the Miami Dolphins? I mean, Knowshon Moreno's really not that type of back, although he is an upgrade for coming off of his best year as a pro. Do you see the Dolphins maybe adding a smaller type of back that can run a little bit more zone, because Ryan's athletic at the quarterback spot? He probably has just as good of foot speed, if not better, than Nick Foles in Philadelphia.
Well, he's a much better, I mean, much better athlete. And nothing against Nick. Nick was a Division I basketball player. I mean, you know, he's got functional mobility, let's say. Ryan's a much faster, more elusive athlete, obviously a wide receiver at one time, all that. But, you know, I can see him. I mean, I think there's a lot of really good backs in this draft that you can get in the third, fourth, fifth round that might be worth the taking. I mean, a lot of these guys are going to get dropped down, but there's a lot of guys out there that are just like you explained. I mean, smaller guys, scat-type backs, change-of-pace backs. I mean, I think there's a lot of those guys. I mean, you can find anything you want in this draft for as far as running backs. I don't think any of them are going to be taken in the first round. So they're going to get dropped. But, yeah, I think you can see them doing it. But I don't think you have to have Shady McCoy. I mean, everybody would love to have a guy like that. But what Bill learned from Chip Kelly is that you're going to play, you're going to ride your horses, whoever that is. And those are going to be the guys that you're going to feature. You're going to see different game plans week to week based on matchups and exploiting matchups and where you can win. It could be tight ends 1 week. It could be the running game 1 week. It could be the short passing game. I mean, it's going to vary week to week. You're not going to see the same offense week to week in Miami if Bill Lazor learned anything from Chip Kelly.
Brian Baldinger, analyst from NFL Network. And by the way, Brian's a big part of the draft build-up for NFL Network. For all the latest news and analysis leading up to the draft, visit NFL.com/CFB and follow on Twitter at NFL_CFB. Brian, along the lines of what you're saying about the influence that Bill Lazor will have on Ryan Tannehill, entering year three now for the quarterback, what are your expectations based on what you've seen and based on what this new system will provide?
Playoffs. I mean, it's all about going to the playoffs. They had a great chance last year, and they folded, as you all know, down the stretch in the last two games. And, you know, and the quarterback always, you know, you got broad shoulders for a reason. I mean, you take the heat for that, and that's what it's got to be about. I mean, this is – the jury's out. I like Ryan Tannehill a whole lot, but eventually your quarterback has got to win for you. You can't be a manager. You can't, you know, have a great team around you, and you just got to take care of the ball. I mean, you got to make the plays. You got to make the throws, and you got to win games for you, you know. And Ryan knows that, and it's that time now. I don't care what the Jets have done, what Buffalo's doing, or even who the Patriots are. It's time for the Miami Dolphins to get to the playoffs.
You can see Brian on Path to the Draft, which airs Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on NFL Network, leading up to the 2014 NFL Draft. Brian, really appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here on the Finsiders.
All right, my pleasure, guys. Take care.
There he is, Brian Baldinger, analyst from NFL Network.